All right, KFIZ News Time 1039 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on a Thursday. It's the 12th day of August of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. Always good to talk to Joe Moore, city manager from the city of Fond du Lac. He joins us on the phone lines per usual here this morning. Joe, happy Thursday. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Spencer. Thanks for asking. Hope the same for you.
Yeah, glad we made it through kind of a hot and stormy week, and it looks like a gorgeous weekend in store. And you and I were just talking off the air. July, what happened? It just flew by. It seems like we got to 4th of July, and then everything just kind of went into warp speed, and here we are. Early August, getting ready for, back to school, but still plenty of summer to enjoy. And you and I were commenting back and forth about kind of just how it feels around the city. And obviously, the Delta variant and all the COVID stuff we're hearing in the news probably is causing, obviously, some concern. But, a lot of people are enjoying what's left of summer. And that's certainly great to see compared to 1 year ago at this time, obviously.
Sure. Last summer was kind of bleak, kind of empty. Everybody was struggling to figure out how to do things if they could. And this summer, I think it's been a reprieve, that's for sure. You're right. We've got some concerns about the resurgence with COVID, but I think everybody knows about that. And we're struggling through that. I think everybody is on an individual basis. And we'll figure it out. We always do. But this summer's been good in that we've gotten back to some good things, some fun things. I'm thinking about just today. You and I, just before we went on air, we were mentioning that tonight's the Dock Spiders' last regular season home game. And I know they've had big crowds out there the last few games. They've had a lot of fun. Although you mentioned the weather, we've had some tough rain, too, here the last couple weeks. So there's been that. Tonight's the fourth night market downtown. That's a new thing that our downtown group has offered this summer. And the first three were ever more popular. So I would imagine tonight, since the weather's going to be nice, going to be good, Thelma's having another show tonight. So, there's a lot of nice things going on around town. The Buttermilk Creek concerts have been great this summer and on. So, yeah, summer's flown by. Probably a good thing, probably because we were busy and enjoying it, I hope.
Yeah, that's for sure. Time flies when you're having fun. That's the old saying, and we've been having fun. That's for sure here in 2021, and that's good to have fun, but still plenty to do. I know we talked with Amber from the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership on Monday, and they're getting up and getting ready for Fondue Fest, which is under a month away. So, it's still plenty of fun to be had, even as we wrap up the summer period and head into fall. There's always plenty to do around here.
No doubt. I was really stunned yesterday because I had occasion to be out at Fond du Lac High School for a little while, and I saw the football team practicing out back, and somebody mentioned that, first home game's a week from Friday. And when I thought about that, I was just dumbstruck that, high school football is getting ready to start in, a little over a week. And so, school's right around the corner too. So, a lot of things in the pipeline these days.
Now you talk about football, the spring season just wrapped up in early May, and here it is, mid to late August. We're talking about the new season again, so it was a little bit shorter turnaround than normal with that. But COVID to blame with that, and all the safety protocols, and obviously very understandable why that had to happen. Joe, speaking of kind of related topics, I know the council last night got to hear from some budget presentations from City Fire and Community Development. But I saw on the agenda last night you got to hear about the American Rescue Plan Act and an overview on that and about how the city is going to be impacted like that, I would assume. Tell us kind of what the council got to hear about last night with that.
Yeah, that's great, and it's a big deal. One of the COVID relief bills that became law not too many months ago had in it a provision where the federal government was going to provide money to counties and municipalities all across the country, and City of Fond du Lac's no exception. Over the next 2 years, we will be provided a little over $13 million, somewhere between $13 and $14 million, a half this year and half next. There are, like any with any federal program, there is a long list of rules and constraints and things you got to do, but what we were talking about last night was what kinds of opportunities this offers us. And what we described to the city council were some of those rules so that we could start to create some expectations about what looks right to the Department of Treasury, I'm talking about the federal government, and what might look wrong so that we understand where we ought to target those investments with this money. And that we wanted to come out of that meeting with the green light to do a community survey. So we got that green light, and what we'll be doing is publishing a survey online on our website that will ask people for their own input. We'll give some background on that website so that people don't feel like they wish they knew some of the rules from the Department of Treasury so that they'd make, you know, informed suggestions. But in any event, that's kind of the next step, is to get some feedback. You know, generally, in the federal government, money is good for 1 year. You know, they always talk about the fiscal year in the federal government. And this money that we've been provided is very different than that. And the rules are giving us a lot of latitude. And that latitude provides us a lot of time. So we have until the end of 2024, so 3 years, to really determine what it is we're going to do and commit those funds. In other words, by the end of 24, if Department of Treasury asked us, what are you going to do with the money we sent you, we would have answers for all of it by the end of that year. And then it goes on to say that you have to have expended all of it by the end of 2026. So that's really good for us, because we don't have to rush in with the feeling that we've got to spend it or lose it. That's not the predicament. We've got lots of opportunities. And this survey we're going to publish in the next few weeks online is going to be a real helpful thing to get feedback from everybody, because there's probably a lot of people that see things from a perspective that would be very helpful to us. And I'm looking forward to getting that feedback.
I was just about to say, and you brought it up, not having to rush and spend it all and use it all or mark it all for or by the end of 2021, that has to be kind of a game changer, in the sense that you can actually plan out what that money is going to go for. You can actually take that time and hear from, you know, the average Joe, so to speak, in the city, who, you know, might have an opinion that, you know, maybe they think it should be used for X, and this person thinks it should be used for Y or A or B or whatever letter you want to use. Gives you kind of that time to make sure the money is used for something that might actually be beneficial, as opposed to just kind of saying, okay, we need this, and then putting it toward that, and then have the public come back and say, well, why'd you put it towards that? It kind of gives them that opportunity to have a say too, right?
Sure. And it gives everybody a chance to get input and have a say, but it also, down the road, gives everybody an opportunity to check back in with, you know, what is going to be decided, you know, down the road, and how that's going to be laid out for everybody. Because you wouldn't want to just ask folks what their suggestions are and not circle back and say, here's what we heard, and based on what we heard, here's what we think right looks like. So that, you know, there'll be a few more steps in that communications process. Mm-hmm. So we're getting started with this now. We do feel like through the last couple of months, we've been able to get pretty smart about what the rules are. When I said there's lots of rules with federal government programs, there are, and you don't want to jeopardize opportunities by getting yourself on the wrong side all of that. So we feel pretty confident now we can have these conversations without saying, oh, no, that's not what we can do. And we understand better now than we did in June, for example, when these first few messages were coming out from the Department of Treasury. So I think it's a great opportunity, Spencer, and thankfully we've got a lot of time. We've got, a lot of time. I guess that's, you know, an opinion. We have more time than normal to work this. You know, one thing that is somewhat of a pet peeve of mine when it comes to government spending is if you ever hear the saying, use it or lose it, where you've got this money that because it may be getting ready to be extinguished due to just a random date someplace that you feel compelled to spend it. That doesn't ever, I think, make for good decision making. So anyway, we're not in that predicament, and I'm glad about that.
You heard from Fire and Rescue and Community Development. Obviously, you know, folks can hear about what their needs are, but overall, the budget process, I know you've been hearing from you know, different departments. That's the time of the budget process when you hear from their departments, and they provide kind of a snapshot of their needs for the upcoming year. Overall, how's the budget process going, and what have you been hearing from city departments in the last couple months?
Well, they we all understand what it is we need to do and what we need to provide, and it looks like going into next year, obviously, with the referendum that was approved in April, both police and fire, you know, they express, as do I, our appreciation for the support that the community expressed through that referendum. And, you know, really, it's to help everybody, right? I mean, that was the idea, to bring more police officers and firefighter paramedics on board just to make sure that we were adequately staffed. So in their realms, as far as people go, they're in good shape. As far as equipment goes in fire rescue, Chief O'Leary last night talked about an ambulance in the pipeline. He expressed a lot of appreciation for the work that has been done at various fire stations, and by that I mean some capital improvements. We're putting an expansion on Fire Station 1 down there on South Main by Gillis, and you know, he was really happy about that. I think the one big piece we need to finish on the whole property down there is the concrete that is the driveway for those heavy trucks like the ladder truck and the fire engines and all. It's ending its useful life, and so we want to do a piece of that this year, which was in this year's budget, and we want to do the other piece next year. And so really the needs in fire rescue are pretty modest, but not unexpected, right? And I think the departments do a great job of making sure that taxpayers can drive by any of the properties, whether it's police, fire, community development, and be proud to say that city property is well taken care of and well maintained. I would say that Chief O'Leary took a little bit of time to talk about what he sees down the road in terms of demands for calls for service, both for paramedic services and fire calls on 911. And we see increases in those areas, more so in the paramedic side than in the fire side. He also talked about what was really a great year for fire rescue, because in just the last few months, and it started in December with fire rescue's reaccreditation, that's an international reaccreditation, so that's like the gold standard for fire department, and they achieved that reaccreditation. And then recently the insurance services organization, which is ISO, you may hear that mentioned, they renewed our ISO 1 rating for fire rescue and our water supply, because what they are doing is communicating to all the insurance companies around the United States how adequate the firefighting capabilities of where you live might be. And so when you have an ISO 1 rating, you're the absolute best. The insurance companies are informed that in Fond du Lac, if they're making decisions about homeowners insurance, you know, the fire part of a homeowner's policy, it's really helped out. It's made less expensive by an ISO 1 rating. And so Chief talked about all of that, and then we transitioned to community development, and Diane Benson talked quite a bit about wanting to do some work on North Main Street in terms of looking for development opportunities. That was some feedback that we had received during the comprehensive planning process the last couple of years, and she, of course, you know, in the past has talked about some of the big projects like the mall project that's underway right now. Diane Benson's kind of the city real estate expert, and so she's the one in the middle of all of these developmental projects, and she's talked about our industrial parks and planning for the future and looking for land for future expansion for our industrial parks. And then the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership had a chance to talk about some of the great things it has done. And, you know, I mentioned the night market they've introduced. That's a new program. They talked about just how successful they've been in unveiling their mural program in Downtown Fond du Lac. Really excited about that. There's more in the pipeline to decorate various buildings. And they talked about a lot of the renovations that the Building Improvement Grant has funded. So, you know, Spencer, there's a lot of goodness discussed last night. It made me really proud to be part of that team.
Absolutely. Joe, thanks as always. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Spencer.
Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore joining us here on KFIZ. Always appreciate his time.